Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Gail Trowbridge. I'm from Duluth, and I'll be reading my short story, Cardboard Castle. When the starch, glue, and paint had dried, I called Beth. "Can I come over? I have something for you." I could hear TV laughter in the background. "I guess so," Beth said. My dad agreed to take me into town. He needed to get gas anyway. Beth lived in a modern ranch house close to our small town's main street. We had been friends all through seventh grade, but after a long summer, I wanted to be sure, so I made her a castle. It had taken me 2 weeks to make it. I carried it up to her front door, carefully set it down, and knocked. Beth came to the door wearing rolled-up cutoffs and a sleeveless blouse. She was flawlessly tan, and her hair, which she skimmed off her forehead with a white stretchy band, fell into a perfect flip. She was wearing makeup, rosy cheeks, lip gloss, black mascara, and blue eyeshadow. It was shocking and made me suddenly feel shy. A color TV and a big console behind her flashed pinks and blues. "Oh, it's Batman," I said. "I love that show." Beth glanced back at the TV and shrugged. "It's just reruns." "So," I said. I picked up the castle, my heart pounding. "I hope you like it." Beth stopped chewing her gum. "Wow," she said. Her startling, mascaraed eyes seemed to open extra wide. "I made it," I added, holding it out to her. The castle was as large as the grocery store box I had used as its base. It had two round towers, one made from an oatmeal container and the other from a paper towel tube. First, I had taped and glued the parts of the castle together, and then I soaked strips of newspaper in Stayflow starch to build up the whole structure. As a final touch, I covered the castle in pink and orange paisley wrapping paper and glued little cubes of wood around the towers to create the ramparts. "It's not heavy," I said. Beth finally took it from me. She carried it into the back of her house somewhere and returned, snapping her gum. We stood there awkwardly. "So, I'll see you in school in a couple of weeks," she finally said. The commercials were over and Batman was back. In late September, Beth held her 14th birthday party in her basement rec room. All the girls in 8th grade, there were only four of us, were invited. Sitting in Beth's basement on an old couch, listening to the Beatles, Donna and Linda giggled together as they pretended to flirt with the album cover. Beth flipped through the pages of Tiger Beat. She seemed strangely removed from her own party. Really, ever since she started coming to school wearing makeup, she acted stuck up. When it was my turn to study the album cover, John, Paul, George, and Ringo solemnly looked back at me. They were waiting for me to say something, to tell them something, but what? Donna and Linda jumped up off the couch when Hold Me Tight came on the stereo and started dancing, Donna's boobs bouncing like happy puppies under her blouse. "Come on," they shouted. Then I saw it. In the corner of the basement, my foolish castle peeked out from a pile of grocery boxes.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.